Chapter 21 Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Luke knew that the Masters would want to welcome him back with a celebration. It had been a tremendously painful and challenging time for all of them, and they would be relieved to again see the founder of their order. He also knew that with so much going on, there was no time for ceremony or fanfare, nor would it be appropriate. Not yet. So he had requested a quiet arrival and a few moments alone with the Master's Chamber before undertaking his first task as returning Grand Master. It had been a long time since he had stood here, and he admitted to himself now he had indeed thought that perhaps it would take several years instead of only one before this moment came at last. While this pause, alone in so familiar a space, a room that had seen so much conversation, so much cooperation, and yes, so many clashes, was precious, and he was savoring it, he also deeply regretted the necessity that had led him to his return. Dalla had wanted answers as to why Jacen Solo had become Darth Kydus. Luke and Ben had wanted answers too. They had embarked in search of them, thinking to revisit places Jacen had gone in an effort to discover, piecemeal if they had to, how a good man had strayed so far into the shadows. They had learned much of what Jacen learned, skills that no other Jedi had known for centuries, if ever, and they had learned that his fall had been inevitable. Standing here, his mind and heart open, Luke realized they should have known that part of the mystery long before they had even set foot onto Jade Shadow. It seemed obvious now. Vergère's torment, in essence a new, if brutal, morality, had molded Jacen and set him on the path. He had been taught his specialness, but had misunderstood it. While every being was unique and had a gift to offer the galaxy, Jacen had seen his uniqueness as a destiny, one that gave him the right, perhaps even the duty, to trample whatever stood in his path in order to do what he felt was best. He had started the Swarm War in an attempt to prevent a dark future, had convinced himself that the means justified the ends, and by the time of his death at his twin's hand, had been willing to sacrifice trust, love, family, everyone and everything, except Alana, who seemed to be his last tie to his humanity. All this to stop the vision he had seen of the Dark Man on the throne. The true tragedy of Jacen Solo lay not in what he had done, but in why he had done it. Luke sensed her at the door, waiting for permission to enter. He turned, projecting welcome and warmth into the Force, and the door slid open. Master Saba Sebatine entered, stopping a few paces away from Luke and dipping her head in acknowledgement. He was surprised at her physical appearance and her presence in the Force. Saba had always been a warrior Jedi, fierce, strong, proud of her heritage, with a passion for doing what was right, unclouded by the personal doubts and second-guessing that often plagued humans. He could both see and feel the toll her tenure as acting Grand Master had taken. She seemed slightly smaller in stature, as if she had been diminished, and her presence in the Force reeked of self-doubt and uncertainty. Quickly, Luke hid his surprise, lest she misinterpret it as censure.
"This one is gratified by your safe return to your proper role, Grand Master Skywalker," she said. Even her voice was subdued.
"And I am glad to be back, Master Sebatine," Luke replied.
"This one presents herself for the judgment of the Grand Master. This one is filled with regret at the repercussions of her actions in your absence,"
Saba continued.
"The death of Master Hamner was in no manner the desired outcome.